USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the aftermath of the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis, there's pressure and movement for different police procedures. Vice President Mike Pence talked about that in an interview with CBS News.
We're not going to defund the police. And quite the contrary. I think what the President and I have in mind is action that would better equip police departments around the country with guidance and with training resources that will make sure that what happened in Minneapolis never happens again.
And in Minneapolis, City Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins.
People have marched all over the world, all over the city of Minneapolis, and what they're saying to us is they want change. Not fix it, not reform, but change.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hundreds of residents were forced to flee northern parts of Tucson, Arizona, with very little notice as the Bighorn Fire raged near the Catalina foothills. Forecasters said a dangerous combination of weather conditions will keep the threat high for fires like Bighorn to spread further and for new fires to ignite. Arizona has the largest concentration of ongoing wildfires across the southwestern U.S., according to the National Wildfire Coordination Group. Other notable fires across the southwest include the Elizabeth Fire and the Lime Fire, both burning in Ventura County. The Lime Fire is the bigger of the two, with the mandatory evacuations in place, according to CAL FIRE. Meteorologists say additional fire threats should happen through next week. President Trump has chosen to delay his rally in Oklahoma by one day. He says he wants to respect a holiday called Juneteenth, which is important to Black Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Grammy-winning country band is changing its name in the wake of George Floyd's death. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
What if I never get
Lady Antebellum announcing yesterday it's dropping the last part of its title. It'll simply be known as Lady A. In a statement on Twitter, the group said Antebellum is a word associated with a period of history before the Civil War, which includes slavery. This comes, of course, as cities nationwide have been pushing to remove Confederate monuments, especially after George Floyd's death. Members Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood adding that they are regretful and embarrassed that they did not account for the word's ties sooner. The band also intends to donate to the Equal Justice Initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Starbucks has new gear for their employees. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Starbucks is creating its own Black Lives Matter shirt for employees to wear if they choose. The move comes after the coffee chain reportedly banned employees from wearing Black Lives Matter gear. The t-shirt depicts protest signs with phrases including "Speak Up" and "Time for Change." Social media blew up over news reports that Starbucks had told employees in a memo that they could not wear Black Lives Matter shirts or other paraphernalia. Starbucks Foundation last week pledged to donate $1 million to organizations that promote racial equity and social justice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.